1071 CJCS. Good morning. I'm Kate, and in the studio with me, it's Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. And on the phone with us, it's Kate Trudeau with ShelterLink Youth Services. Ladies, how's it going?
Good morning. Good morning. Doing great. I'm not liking this little snowfall we have today, but yes, anyways.
Yeah, Kate's on the phone because of the snow.
Yeah, let's just, we can always use that as an excuse, right?
Yes. The snow is kind of appropriate for the conversation because later we're going to talk about coldest night of the year. But Liz, we're going to start with our United Way campaign update.
That's right. Yeah, the only thermometer that's going up is our thermometer downtown, our Amazing. United Way thermometer in front of Patso's there. So I have some great news. We have reached 83% Ooh. Of our goal. So Yay! That is awesome. Yeah, so we've raised $2.1 million so far. I know, it's pretty great. I mean, our goal is $2.6 million, and we are at $2.1 million, and we still have over a month to go. Mm-hmm. So we're awesome. We're pacing to reach our goal. Every gift helps ensure we can be there for more local people in our community of need. So this is such a generous community, as we've experienced last Saturday with coldest night of the year.
Yes.
It's been incredible. So we're really hoping we can still reach our $2.6 million goal. And if you want to donate, if you haven't donated yet, every little bit counts. And it's easy to do online if you're sitting at work. Visit perthhuron.unitedway.ca and click the Donate Now button. And you can give through your credit card. And you can also give us a call. We're happy to take your donations over the phone. And we're also at 32 Erie Street, downtown Stratford, if you can find a place to park because it's a little full.
Yeah. Always, especially with the snow on the ground.
Yeah, right? That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, just amazing. 83%.
It's great. Yeah, we lit the 80% light bulb the other day, and we're hoping to do the 90 within a week or two. Yes. That's right. Now, the funds that have been raised from coldest night of the year is still coming in.
Amazing.
So that will go towards the goal as well, so we can talk about that.
That is awesome. Yeah. So yeah, coldest night of the year was just marvelous.
Yeah, and you were there too as yes. well. Yes, that's right. We've already raised 110% of our $200,000 goal. So we are blowing that out of the water, baby.
Absolutely. And yeah, Kate Trudeau with ShelterLink is on the phone. And of course, the coldest night of the year, it's split between Stratford Connection Center and ShelterLink Youth Services. And Kate, it was just a great night.
It was such a great day and it was such a great event. And so I really just wanted to come on and really thank Stratford for showing up for us, which they continue to do, you know, year after year. We started this event in 2015, and since then, we've been able to raise a grand total of $1 million, $63,418 in this community over all these years. So it's, you know, we hit our goal. We're at 110%. We passed our $200,000 mark, but you know, since we started, this community has really just, you know, wrapped around us and did such a great, you know, has been just so supportive.
Mm-hmm. And the goal keeps going up every year.
Yeah. And, you know, our number of walkers this year was at an all-time high. So we had 499 walkers. We had 82 teams. We're fifth in the country for the amount raised out of 207 locations this year. So, yeah, wow. It just keeps growing and increasing, and it's really quite wonderful to see.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing Stratford can, you know, break so many records as a small community.
It was great, too. I mean, Kate, you were there, both Kates.
Yes.
Both Kates here that were there. It was a really great event right at the river, and we had this really neat half-moon shape, this sort of, and like you said earlier, Kate, like a hug. So we had Soup Surreal there. We had Orange Insurance Fire Truck. We had Features doing their hot chocolate and coffee. We had a couple of amazing volunteers putting in blue hair tinsel. Mm-hmm. And then we had Core Fuels truck there as one of our lead sponsors. So it was we threw the net wide and it landed, and all of these amazing businesses came out and supported the event. So it was really fun.
The amount of community support in Stratford always blows my mind. This community is just so giving, and we just give and we give and we give and we never stop. So
that's right.
It's
yeah.
just amazing.
And there's a little level of competition, right? Stratford's awful known for its competitiveness. So we have our top team was Monteith, Ritzma, and Phillips. And Martin Ritzma, our amazing mayor, was the top walker, and he also ended up 11th highest fundraiser in all of Canada.
Oh my gosh.
So way to go, Martin Ritzma. We're really proud of you to support this this event.
Yeah, that's just incredible. And and Kate, like, for people who don't know what ShelterLink Youth Services does, this money is going to absolutely change lives for youth in our community.
Absolutely. This event allows us to continue our work in making a difference in the lives of youth, ensuring that, you know, no youth is left out in the cold and no youth is left on their own to navigate the difficult time when they're experiencing a housing crisis or a homelessness crisis.
Mm-hmm. It's just great. And we can't wait for next year.
That's right. They already have the date.
Oh, really?
So mark your calendars. It'll be February the 28th. So the last Saturday of February will be coldest night of the year next year.
Awesome. Yeah. You can already start getting your team together.
You bet.
Yeah. And you can still donate.
You can. Yeah. You can donate up until the end of March, I believe. Okay. That's right, Kate.
Yes, the website and the portal is still open until March 31st, and even the deadline for making charitable donations for the 2024 tax year was extended this year until tomorrow, so there's still time for people to donate to a good cause and still be able to claim that towards tax returns, so that may be helpful for some folks.
Amazing.
That's right, yeah, and the website is CNOY. .org, and then you search Stratford and donate to any team or walker that you would love to support, and it all goes to our two great causes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this has just been so much fun, and you know, we are just so thankful and over the moon.
We are. And you know, the weather was great.
It was beautiful.
We couldn't have had a better day. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't raining. It wasn't really windy. Mm-hmm. It was just a perfect winter day for walking.
It was. Can't wait for next year because the date's already set.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Kate Trudeau with ShelterLink Youth Services on the phone, and Liz Cooper with United Way Perth here on.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much.